How long have we been sitting like this, just wrapped in each other, wrapped in this blanket, kissing and stroking each other like this? I don't know. I've lost all track of time. Not that I'm complaining. It's heaven, baby. It's literally bliss. I never want to move from this spot with you. I'm serious. When you got up to get us a glass of water, I felt my body get angry that you were gone. It needed you back. That's why I wrapped myself around you when you sat back down. Then wrapped this blanket around us. I just wanted you here. I wanted you against me. Like this. You've done such things to me, baby. Such terribly beautiful things. I never want to let go of them. I never want to let go of you. I'm utterly fucking attached, and it feels so good. It feels so good to touch you like this. Just to kiss you like this. This is what I dreamed about. Moments like this after sex. Kissing you and feeling you, pawing at you. I daydreamed about just this kind of moment even before we started fucking. When I'd watch you in the morning. When I'd steal little glances at you in class and then little moments alone with you in the library and around the school. I'd leave with the feeling of being near you still all around me, and I'd be so happy in my little dream world. Thinking about having you alone like this in quiet moments, and then thinking about being alone with you in the louder ones too. Just a grown woman daydreaming about doing aggressively sexual things to an 18-year-old. Perfectly normal, right? Just a teacher on her way to a full-blown obsession with an adorable student. So fucking adorable. I remember being so thrilled when you came over for book club one night. You with the rest of the club here at the house. It was before we'd done anything, of course, but just seeing you in my house, I was so close to what I wanted. To what I'd already come to so many times, thinking about. There were so many times while everyone was talking that I wanted to pull you away, just pull you into a room and close the door and do horrible things to you while confessing how I really felt. Just the thought of pulling you in and closing the door and reaching between your legs and groping you while I whispered my confession. I had to concentrate so hard on paying attention to the discussion for the rest of the night that I almost got a headache. I didn't want to start staring at you and getting too wet to think. That night, the orgasm I had was, God, it was so fucking intense. My husband came home and went straight to bed, and I just sat in the chair you'd been in and fucked myself right there. I didn't even change into pajamas or anything. I kept the same clothes on in case any trace of you lingered. I made myself come so fucking hard. The next day I woke up still thinking about pulling you into a room. Sat around all day and daydreamed. Daydreamed about fucking groping you. Just reaching out and groping you. Just like this. You like hearing this? You like hearing about teachers' naughty thoughts? You like hearing about your teacher fantasizing about you all day? Do you mind that I reach out and stroke your dick while I tell you about them? Is this okay? Can I do it? Can I do it now, please? Can I grope you like this, please? Can teacher grope her little student? Yeah, I can. Thank you, baby. Beautiful. Every part of you is so fucking beautiful. Shh, baby, don't speak for a second. Just let me do this. Just let me grope you and stroke your amazing fucking dick and feel these incredible full balls and worship you a little bit, please. I know you want to say wonderful things about me and you're so, so sweet, but just let me have this chance to worship you. Please. Let me just stroke you and grope you and make you feel good and fucking adore you. You have to. You have to let me. You have to listen. Right? I am your teacher after all. I'm your teacher and I'm stroking your dick. You realize that, right? That I'm your teacher. That I'm a grown woman and a full-on authority figure, and I'm fucking drooling over you while I'm stroking your dick. Your hard, long, huge, thick, fucking dick. This work of art, this thing of beauty, this thing between your legs that makes me come shaking and screaming until I'm in tears. I do this to you because you're this special, baby. You're this fucking special. You made a grown woman lose her fucking mind before you even touched her. And now you're in the house she shares with her husband and she's stroking your dick while your cum drips out of her pussy. Fuck. Just saying it makes me fucking crazy. It's just, I feel so safe with you, you know? Safe enough to be myself. To be this naked and vulnerable and free like this, to have you take care of me, have you meet me at my most depraved and then follow when I push deeper. It's just so beautiful. It's twisted, I know, but it's beautiful to know I can completely lose my mind with someone. To ask someone to fuck me until I'm literally insane and they do it. It's what I've secretly always been looking for. It means I'll do anything for you. Even if it's wrong. Even if it's so fucking wrong. Just like this. I shouldn't have you naked on my couch. You're a student. I shouldn't be stroking your dick and staring at your face while you make the most adorable fucking noises. I shouldn't stroke this perfect dick and massage these balls that are absolutely fucking brimming with cum, even though you've already flooded my pussy twice. I'm your teacher. We should be in class right now. Not on my couch with me sucking your dick. Mm-hmm. I want you to fuck me. I want you to fuck me right now. Take me upstairs. Take me upstairs to my bedroom. I want you to fuck me on my bed. I want you to fuck me where I sleep next to my husband every night. I want you to ruin me there. I want to totally give myself over to you in the one place he thinks is safe. I want to lay down there every night knowing it's where he sleeps next to me, but it's where you make me fucking scream. It's where I threw him aside sexually for a hung little teenager. It's where you make me fucking insane and obsessed and fucking unhinged. Take me up there, please. Take me up there and fuck me, please. I want you to ruin me. I want you to ruin me in my own bed. Thank you, baby. Yeah. Stand me up. Thank you. Okay. Oh my God, I'm a little weak from coming earlier. Promise me you won't think about that, though. Promise me that when you get up there, you won't show me any mercy. I want this whole house filled with the sounds of our fucking. I want the whole house filled with the sounds of our screams. Yeah. Yes, honey, touch my pussy. Touch my kitty just like that. You feel how fucking slick it is? You feel how slick it is with your cum and mine? That's still your cum running out of me. That's still fucking much. How much you shut inside me. That's still your cum, baby. I want more. Holy fuck, I want so much more. Take me upstairs. Take me upstairs, baby. Let's go. Okay, get on the bed first, please. I want to see you in it. I want to see you in my bed naked and big and hard, like I always picture you. Oh, fuck, you're adorable. Oh, it's perfect, like always. Like I knew it would be, but it's just so fucking adorable. Oh, God. Play with it for a little bit for me. Yeah, play with it, baby. Play with your dick for teacher a little bit. Yeah, you tug it and stroke it for me. Two hands. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, that's so fucking beautiful. You strike your dick with two hands. It's so gorgeous. Two big hands. And look at all the room you still have. Oh, sweetie. Even now you look so fucking good. Even naked with a mile of dick in your hands, you still look like a sweet little boy just laying there waiting to get taken advantage of, like you're not the one who'd fucked me until I'm completely obsessed with him. You like that I talk like that, don't you? You like when I say I'm going to take advantage of you, that I'm the teacher and I can do whatever I want. Your cock still twitches that, doesn't it? Let me do it, let me do it. Let me take advantage of you right here. Let me take advantage of my cute little student right here in my bedroom. Let me do terrible things to you while your parents think you're at home. They're off wherever they are, thinking you're safe at home, but I've lured you to my house. or I could fucking take advantage of you. Let me ride this dick. Please, let me ride it. Let me sink it so deep inside me, baby. Please let me. Let me hump you. Let me hump this dick the way it deserves to be humped. Holy fuck, every goddamn fucking time. Fuck. Goddamn every time, baby. Every fucking time. I don't think there'll be a time when I don't come sinking down this cock. That I'm able to do it anything but slowly. Oh. I always have to ease myself onto this monster baby. This fucking behemoth. It's just that you're so big. So fucking big. Oh my god, you're so deep inside me. I swear I feel you in the back of my throat. Fuck. We're fucking made for each other, baby. Even though you're my student, we're fucking made for each other. This dick isn't for some girl with no idea what she's doing to bat around. This dick is the job of a grown-up woman. You needed a grown woman with a tight pussy to fuck you, right? I needed a boy with a big dick and a sex drive to match mine to finally fuck me insane. Finally fuck me the way I need it. Oh, you're so deep. You're so thick, baby. You stretch me out and feel me so good. You stretch my little pussy out so good. I swear to God, every time I'm on your dick, it finds a new spot I didn't even know I had. Oh, you're so deep. You're so thick, baby. It's so fucking huge and perfect and big. Fucking love this dick so much. I fucking love this dick so fucking much. It's just so much better. It's so much better than my husband's. It's so much better than everything. I just love it so fucking much. I've dreamed about you too. You in this bed. One day I'd wake up and you'd be there instead of him. And that would have meant we spent the night before fucking each other into oblivion. With not one worry about what happened tomorrow. And how we were going to see each other again. And now here you are, under me. Fuck, between my legs. Making me come. I'd picture you all good and sweet and adorable with that angel face. I'd come gasping, thinking about defiling you, and now I'm doing it. I dreamed about taking advantage of you, and now I'm fucking doing it. Ruin me, baby, ruin me. Leave me in this bed naked and shaking and quivering and dripping with your cum. Make me ride you until my mind is fucking destroyed. Then drag me downstairs and leave me ruined and leaking cum for my husband to find. You let him find me like this. Let him see what a woman truly obsessed looks like. Let him see what a woman fucked so hard she felt it in her soul looks like. Let him see what you've done to me. I told you, I'm different. I'm fucking different now. I'm different because of you. And I never want to go back. I'm different and I fucking adore you for it. I get to live like this now. Crazy for you. I fucking adore it. I adore you. I want the world to adore you. I want the whole world to adore you.
I want everyone to know how fucking amazing you are by showing them what you do to me. I want to be walked around by you. I want to be shown off as yours. I want to dress normal and basic for my husband and then go out with you looking like I'm ready to get fucked at any moment, in any place. I want to show you off as my own. I want you to take you to other women and get you hard in front of them and show them what you're fucking mine. I want people to watch, baby. I want people to watch us fuck. I want them to see what you do to me. I want to show them that there's no one better. I want to do my hair and my makeup and put on my most expensive dress and heels and all my nicest jewelry so you can take me somewhere and let people watch as you tear me to shreds. I want them to watch you knot my hair and smudge my lipstick and watch my mascara run with tears and turn all the nice things I put on for you. And watch them get turned into crumpled tatters while you fuck me insane. I want to dress like a teacher. Oh my god. I want to dress like a teacher and do this so fucking bad. I want to look like I do every day at work. I want to dress like I would for any day at school. Just your average, normal, everyday teacher. I want to dress for a day at school and go through the whole day and walk into a room filled with other women and let them watch as you take me and turn me into something completely unhinged. I want them to watch, and I want them to come while they watch as they just bearing me strips every sense of normalcy from me and we fuck like animals. I want them to watch you make me different. I want them to watch you take a teacher and fuck her stark, raving, mad. I want it so bad. I want it so fucking bad. I want other women to feel this. I want them to feel what I feel. I want them to worship at the altar of the boy that made me crazy. I want them to know that they can find themselves on the brink and that you're the one to fuck them into a free fall. I want to give you everything. What? Take you away from the school and your family and fucking give you everything. Fuck me over the edge again. Please, fuck me over the edge again and I'm yours. You fuck me until my mind is fucking broken and I swear to God I'll fucking give you everything. Listen to my pussy. Listen to how wet my pussy is. Listen to it come for you. It's so fucking wet. And it's coming for you. I've never heard it like that. Like that. I want you to fuck me over the edge. I want you to fuck me over the edge again. Push me further. Push me further. Fucking up, baby. Push me. And drive me insane. Drive teacher fucking insane. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God. You're pummeling it. You're fucking pummeling my cunt. You're doing it. You're breaking me. You're breaking me again. You're breaking me. God, listen to me. Listen to me, baby. You're breaking me. You're breaking me and I can't control myself. I can't. I don't care. I don't care. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fucking God. I don't. Fuck. Can I say it, please, while you're doing this to me right now, like this, right now, on top of you, like this, can I say it, please, do you know what I'm going to say, you know, don't you, fuck, you know, let me say it, I want to say it, I know, you feel it, but let me say it in this ranting breath. In this moment when I'm utterly fucking yours, can I say it, please? Let me say it. I love you. I feel it every part of me. I feel feel it. I feel it in every fucking part of me. I feel it. I'm changing. I'm fucking changing. I'm breaking, baby. I'm fucking breaking. I'm gonna be someone else. You're making me come so hard. I'm literally become someone else. Fuck me different. Please, baby, please. Fuck me different. Fuck me. Oh my god. It's happening. Every part of me is coming. Fuck. 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 Come in me. Fucking come in me. Come with me, my love. Come with me, my love. Here you go now. You don't have to say it. You don't have to say it, baby. It's okay. I just wanted you to know. I wanted to tell you like this. You never have to say it. You never even have to feel it, darling. It doesn't matter. I'm fucking devoted to you. You can just fuck me and... Fuck yes. Come in me again
right now. You fucking make it real. I know you can. You come in me. I know you can. Beautiful angel, I want you to come deep in me again and make it real. Make your love filthy. Oh, fuck. Make your love fucking debased. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Show me how strong you are. Little boy, show me how fucking strong my little love is. Oh my god, my mind is gone. Oh, my pussy is wreckage. I've never done anything this wrong. And I've never been this happy. Look at my teeth, baby. They're real. You did this. You made me come so hard I cried for the old me. Because she's gone. And I'm yours now. And I love you. And I never want you to stop fucking breaking me. God, yes, yes. Fuck, yes. To come, baby, just whatever you have to do. Fucking come. Yes, I'm no mercy, darling. Fuck me. Fuck me. That's how love is fucking debased, and it means we fuck with no mercy. Let me. Get me in my back. Yeah. Push deep into me, baby. Yeah, you just push deep into me. I want to look deep in your eyes again when you make it real. I'll wrap my legs around you. Yeah. Fuck me. You're so fucking deep inside me. You fuck, you come deep. inside me, baby. Fuck, it's so deep inside me, I taste it. You fuck a divot into the mattress and fuck me through the floor. Fucking rot with me, you fucking angel. Fucking break me in half. I love you so much. I love you so fucking much. Oh my god, it's so good. You say the words, but you still fuck me like a fucking animal. This is our love, baby. This is our love. Fucking and rutting and humping and sweating and coming and tearing into each other like savages. This is our fucking love, baby. You show me. You show me how much you love me by fucking destroying me. I can feel the cum you already shot running out of me. It's covering your cock and running down my ass, and I want more. I want you to leave me fucking filthy and ruined, baby. Take me from my husband and make it permanent. Make it fucking permanent. Yes. Yes, pummel it into me. Fucking pummel it into me. Look me in the eyes and bruise my fucking gun and pummel your fucking cum into me and come deep inside me and make everything real. You make everything fucking real. Look me in the eyes. Right here. Right here. Right here. Right here. Flood my pussy. Flood it, my love. Flood it. Oh, God. Welcome to a whole new world, baby. Welcome to a whole new world. A world where I am utterly fucking yours. I'm never letting you go. Ever. We're gonna do every filthy fucking thing together. And it's gonna be fucking glorious. Simply glorious, my love. Everything is fucking new.